To begin, let's take a few moments to hold your vision. What is something you'd love to manifest in your life? Imagine walking through a golden portal into a new world where you now have and have become the highest version of yourself, with all the transformation on every level of your life. Notice how you feel. Notice what you see that is different and better. And as you notice this shift, just melting and relaxing and feeling the difference as you step into being, becoming, living in this new world. Just smiling, give yourself permission to be happy and relaxed. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Michael McIntosh, your host, and I've been on a magical spiritual adventure of manifestation for many, many years, 25 years. I'm currently here in Kauai, on the north shore of Kauai. Such a magical place. And today we're talking about, does the universe have your back? What is the universe trying to tell you? What is life trying to tell you? In one of my sessions today with our Awaken Academy students, who are becoming high-paid spiritual life coaches and authors, we were talking about this, that when situations come that are stressful, because you hold the vision of what you want, right? And then life is still life and there's still things happening that may or may not line up with what you want. So when they do come, when challenging situations do arise, there can be some part of us that starts to wonder, is the universe really looking out for me? Why am I not feeling good all the time? What does this mean? Does it mean I'm on the wrong track? How come I'm wanting this thing, but I'm getting this other thing? And when you step back and you go up to a higher level, go meta, meta, meta. Meta means going a level up, a level up. When you look down from a higher level on your life and what's happening, the big question is life trying to help us and give us messages or not? This is a philosophical question. Are the things happening in your life meant to be happening the way they are, or is it some fluke event, some cosmic joke? Right? Is it supposed to be that way, or is it some terrible thing that's happened by mistake? What is going on here? Now, there's no definitive way to prove this, actually, but there is one way that leads to miracles and wonders, and another way that leads to devastation and despair. If we think the universe is a sick joke that's being played on us, and we have no control over it, and there's no meaning to anything, then we will not be able to benefit from things, and we will think we're victims of everything. And there are people who live that way, and they're not happy people. So, the better way of looking at it, if you want to enjoy your life and take benefit from life, is to think to yourself, in your heart and in your mind, the things that are happening in my life are meant to be happening like this, right at this moment, because there is some hidden message. there is a message in the bottle. You know, on the ocean, you find these messages in bottles occasionally. The magic map is in the bottle. It comes floating along. Life's events are like messages in bottles. They come floating along. And they come through people. People are often the messenger. They can be in person. They can be on the internet. They can be through something you see on a poster or somewhere. It can also be through signs that you see around you. You might get messages or you might get numbers again and again. It can be through thoughts that you keep having in your mind. It can be through the media. You can be watching something and you feel like there's this message. It can be through music, through movies. And it can also be through situations like money challenges or health challenges. So there's all these different ways, and there's many more than this, through which we receive messages, through which life is trying to tell us things. So you hold the vision of that which you desire to become and experience. And remember, the key thing with a vision is not so much having a bunch of stuff, because if you haven't worked that one out already, having a bunch of stuff doesn't really mean anything. Right? It really doesn't. I'm here in Kauai, and all these houses on this road are all multi-million dollar houses, right? Does that mean everyone here is happy? No, it does not. And I can assure you that, because I know a lot of people, right? They're having all the same problems as everyone else. So it turns out having a beautiful home on the north shore of Kauai isn't going to solve all your problems. Or anywhere else, right? So having stuff, of course, is fun. Why not have a nice house and have freedom to travel and live in beautiful places? But the deeper vision that really means something to us is who we have become within ourselves. In other words, what is our experience of being alive? So as you wander around your day in your ultimate reality, what are you going to feel? How are you going to feel in your body? Are you going to feel relaxed and at peace? Are you going to feel inspired and happy? Are you going to smile? Are you going to dance around? What are you going to do, right? It's that state of being as we go about our life that's actually the most important thing. And it's the most important thing to have in your vision is, what are you like? And how do you relate with other people, and how do they relate with you? Because even if you're looking at multi-million dollar views and you have all the best stuff, if you aren't happy in your heart, you won't actually be capable of enjoying those things, even if they're there. So you hold the vision of this higher state of being, and then life seems to deliver to us on an ongoing basis a flow of events. Some of them seem very pleasant and fun. Opportunities and blessings and money and all these sorts of things. Plane tickets and fun opportunities. And then it also sends us challenging situations, which normally come up in relationships. Challenging relationships, right? People giving you a hard time, people complaining about you, people having some sort of conflict. It can also be health issues. So sometimes situations are very nice and wonderful and unexpected gifts. Other times they can come in the form of pain, suffering, drama, conflict. So as a manifestation master that you are, you can look at those situations and think to yourself, what is the secret message for me in this situation? What do I need to learn? What is this situation trying to teach me? This is a very powerful question to ask, because by asking that question, you are tapping into your subconscious. You're also getting detached. You're becoming an observer of yourself, as if you're watching a different person from a distance. You come into a state of peace and you say, okay, I am a spiritual being and I am here in this world as a spiritual traveler, and I'm okay because I'm eternal light, eternal presence, eternal consciousness. So I'm all right. And here is these situations coming. What are they trying to tell me? And then we need to listen carefully. Listen carefully. You might not get the answer right away. You might ask the question, what does this mean? What is it trying to tell me? What am I trying to get? And nothing comes. You're just thinking, what is it? What is it? Why is it happening? By the way, asking why isn't a useful question. Because there's always some sort of reasons and excuses that can make us feel upset. Why is it happening like that? Why does everything go wrong? I remember one of my students many, many years ago. She was stuck in Philadelphia. And she was saying to me, why am I not getting success? Why does everything bad happen to me? Why is it not working? Right? And I said, do you want to know the real reason? Because you're asking the question. By asking, why is everything wrong? Why does everything go wrong for me? Why am I never getting anywhere? You're going to find answers to that question, which will justify you being stuck. If I ask the question to myself, why is my life a mess? Why am I so stuck? Why am I always, you know, unable to do what I need to do? Why am I such a bad person? I'll find reasons for that and I'll stay there. So when you ask, stop asking that question, start asking, what is the hidden message here for my benefit? What do I need to learn from this in order to become my higher self? How can this situation be an opportunity and a blessing for me to go to the next level? Right? You start asking these types of questions. Then your subconscious finds the answer to that and says, oh, this situation is about you, for example, stepping into your power and saying no to things that are harmful. Well, this is a situation that has come to force you to look at your money and deal with it properly. Or this is a situation to make sure that you become healthier and look after your health better and eat better, right? If someone's sick, the pain is trying to tell them to make adjustments to their protocol so that they can regain their health and become energized. Relationship issues, it might be an opportunity. The message might be, this is trying to teach you how to be more patient or more compassionate. Or it might be this is trying to tell you to get the hell out of that situation. Run for the hills, right? You need to leave. So we have these two things. One is the vision of what you want to create. And the other is the situation. And there is a connection. There's a connection. The future is pulling you into itself. And these situations contain within them secret keys that when you get the message, you can unlock the door. And normally, the message has something to do with changing either our thinking or our speaking or our actions, or sometimes all three, right? Because we haven't got the message unless we change. To understand means to change. That's what understanding is about. Understanding isn't intellectual. We just say, oh, yeah, I know all this in my head. That doesn't mean anything. Understanding means I really get it, and as a result of that, I am now doing something different. And if we don't get the message, guess what happens? It will come around again. This is why people end up in this similar type of relationship situations over and over. You think, oh, that was terrible. I've got out of that situation. Now I'm with this new person or in this new situation. And lo and behold, it turns out to be the same as the other one was, with a different form, different people, different look. But it's the same, really. Oh, no, no, no. And then we get out of it and we end up in it again. We think, hang on a minute. Just repeating myself here. This is the same thing over and over and over. So the universe is compassionately nudging us towards figuring these things out. And only when we actually get the message and use the key, will we have the magical transformation. And normally, let's just be really honest about this, using that key, finding the key and then using it is awkward and weird feeling because it requires something different. It requires a big change, right? We're stuck in our comfort zone. We like everything the way it is. We don't like conflict. One of the biggest problems in life is fear of conflict. Because when you want to actually do something different, if you want to speak truth to people, if you want to really claim your power, claim your life, you will, unfortunately, upset some people or have some conflict. Because if someone wants you to do something one way and you know it's bad for you and you don't like it and you don't want anything to do with it, if you want to people please them, you just say, sure, it's fine, it's no big deal, yeah, that's fine. If you want to be true to yourself, you actually need to say, no, that's not cool, we're not going to do that, we need to do this, I'm going to go and do this thing, this is important to me and I'm going to go and do this. And the other person, what will happen? They're going to have some sort of reaction. They might get upset, they might blame you, they might complain about things, they might be some sort of drama. Right? But if you don't have that conversation, if you don't get the key and use the key, then you're going to stay stuck and you won't be able to get what you want. You know, we often think, wouldn't it be wonderful? We have this hope. I really hope this person changes. I really hope that this sort of works itself out. I really hope things somehow kind of get better. But does it really happen? Most people, let's be honest, don't change very much at all. So they're going to be pretty much the same as they are now in 5 years. So, I mean, everyone can change radically, but we can't just wait around for other people to change. It's out of your hands, out of my hands. Changing ourselves is hard enough, let alone other people. So life is giving us these messages. This situation needs to change. I need to have this hard conversation with this person. I need to do these different practices. I need to stop doing this thing, start doing this thing. And when we actually have the courage to do it and feel awkward temporarily while we're doing it, to deal with that discomfort as we get out of our comfort zone, then after the initial meltdown and the initial reaction, what happens is our nervous system starts to relax. You actually feel profound relief because all these unresolved, unfinished business, all this stuff, once you actually face it and deal with it, when you finally take care of it and go through the dragon's den, through this labyrinth, and come out the other side, you come into beautiful, peaceful valleys with beautiful sunsets and sweet grass so you can just lie down and enjoy the wind on your face and the sun. So there is this profound peace on the other side, but it does take courage to learn the lesson, use the key, face the demons, face the challenges, face the conflict. It's temporary. Hang in there while you're going through that uncomfortable period of time. And then you will finally experience this massive breakthrough. You're like, oh wow, why didn't I do that earlier? Why did I put that off for years and years? Why was I thinking about this in my head for so long? Why didn't I just do it then? This, I've heard this from so many people, I've seen this in myself. You finally do what you need to do. You feel a million times better and you say, good heavens, I should have done this years ago. So tune into this today, this week. What is the universe teaching you? What are these repeating patterns that keep coming up in your life? They're trying to help you by giving you the keys, giving you the messages. What are those messages? And then once you know what they are, how can you use that? How can you take action? Because only when you translate that key into action, when you actually put it in the door, right, and you turn the key, that's the action. You might have the key, there might be a door, but you actually have to do something to turn the key, to find the right door, and then have the courage to turn it, unlock it, and then open the door. This all requires action. This is courage. Then you can open the door. So you have loads of closed doors right now, and there's all these keys coming to you from life. And this is the fascinating mystery for you to discover. What are the keys? What are the doors? And what is life trying to tell you right now? Look around and you'll see it. Look in your inbox, you'll see it. Look on Facebook, you'll see it. Or on Instagram, or wherever you're looking. Look into your heart and you'll see it. Look into your mind, you'll see it. Wake up early in the morning and just listen to your mind and you'll see these keys. Look at the people in your life and listen to what they're saying to you. There is keys everywhere. We just have to decode the message, get the key, and use it. Thank you so much for your beautiful presence. I'm Michael McIntosh. It's my great pleasure to be here with you today. Wishing you a blessed experience finding these keys. And I look forward to talking to you soon. And if you enjoy these podcasts, please go ahead, leave us a review or ask any questions so I can share something more in one of these sessions for you. Enjoy the magic mystery of life. Talk to you soon.